It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Real quick, putting a bow on this Davante Adams thing. Schefter has the terms from which the third can become a second. He has to be first or second team All-Pro or be on the roster for an AFC title game or a Super Bowl.
They got a third-round pick.
Yeah, that's a third-round pick, dog. Dan Quinn yesterday was, I thought, pretty honest about losing John Allen and kind of what it means. I thought the most interesting thing is what this means for Fedarian Mathis. That's a former second rounder that really hadn't produced much, but now all of a sudden is producing, seems to have a legit opportunity now going forward. Number 12, Landfill, Dan Quinn on Fedarian Mathis' role going forward.
Yeah, I really felt I can feel his length and the strength, you know, especially when he's at the nose tackle. That's where I feel like his best stuff is, the combination blocks. And so sometimes some of his best plays have been when he's taken two and it allows Luvu or Wagner to go. So it may not show up on the stat sheet, but it does show up in the meeting room. And so that's what I love when he plays square and strong and he can get guys locked out. Those are the moments, David, that I see him. I saw it yesterday. You know, there was a power play and Derrick Henry running right in the A gap, squared, knocked the center back, holding them back, made a tackle. Like, those seem like simple plays, but they're not easy.
Mm. A lot of unless you're one of the true greats, the way Dexter Lawrence is playing right now, Chris Jones, Aaron Donald before him, a lot of defensive line play doesn't show up in the stat sheet.
Yeah.
Right? And DQ said it there.
Most times it doesn't.
Do you think Mathis could be like a space eater that Luvu and Wagner want?
I think that's what they want him to be.
And I think that's why they kept him over Ridgeway.
Yeah, yeah. And I think moving forward, that's what he's going to have to be. You know, not necessarily what they want, it's what he's going to have to be. And for them to get better play and move forward,
So, just hear all this and then draw your own conclusions. Number three, this is obviously Allen's done for the year. This is injuries to the remainder of the D-line, including Dorrance Armstrong.
Yes, sorry, I could give you some feedback. He had like a rib or oblique injury, and so they're doing some more imaging on that today. And Javonte Baptiste also has an ankle injury that, you know, will hopefully get some more information on that. The x-rays were negative, but certainly dealing with, you know, the type of sprains and, you know, things to go. So we'll take a good look at it, Nikki. But both of them weren't able to finish yesterday. And as they're going to, you know, go through the images and stuff tonight and tomorrow, we'll have a better sense for where they are in the days ahead. But definitely was a hard afternoon on the D-line on some injuries. And, yeah, that was hard.
Ain't good. Hard afternoon on the D-line, and then you add injuries. This is football. This
the
is next
thing,
man up.
You know, those are a little different. The oblique, what is it? Is this a strain or tear? It's depending on how serious that is. So I don't look at it as John's out for the season. The other guys, you don't know. It could be a week. Could not be a week.
You know, they thought they were going to get Farrell back earlier than they did. Injuries happen, man. That's the league. Quinn would go on to talk about that he and AP are going to have to kind of – there's going to be some roster moves, undoubtedly.
Of course.
I mean, you're going to have Allen's roster spot, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. This is a track, I would assume. If you got Armstrong missing time, like you're going to need another pass rusher. Maybe that puts Jamin on the active roster. I am fatigued with the Jamin and Forbes discussion. A lot of people aren't. I understand because of the draft position, you wish those guys could help.
Hey, man, if they end up on the field, they need to produce. Point blank.
I did give me 13, Lanfield, because there's been a lot of discussion about Seibert, who by and large has been excellent. Dan Quinn asked about fourth down decision making, because they are 9 for 9 on the year. Like, they're very effective on fourth downs. DQ talking fourth downs and cyber the kicker.
Yeah, it was it's a big deal, and you're right, because you've had a front row seat at you know, some of the turbulence that we've had into that space. And so yesterday we had missed the one at the end of the half, but no one coming back out. We gave him a chance that I think it might have been a career long going, you know, in that direction. And so we wanted to say, man, like, we have belief in you, and go hit it like you have, because he's really done an excellent job here in practice of being detailed and on it. So I wanted him to know that there was no less belief on a long kick than there would be on the next one. And so it was as much belief as it was you know, this the right call to make into this bait. But I also wanted, it might have been a little bit of a stretch further than we had allotted to, but I thought this is the right time to push someone and to tell them there's belief there.
You like that?
Yeah. I don't know why people are questioning Cyber. We've had guys here that were missing all the damn time. He missed one. It was tipped. What is it? I mean, can people not be so butthurt that the guy that they like is gone?
Lanville, Seibert is the kicker. Kicker is cool. Case closed.
Yeah, I'm not that worried.
Considering Jeffrey, case closed, the kicker for you?
Yeah, I'm not worried about him at all, man.
I like him. And dude, he's a calm, cool dude. Like, when you see,
he works at it, man. I watched that guy. He kicks so many damn kicks in pregame. Like, he lines up on the end line, and he tries to kick it straight down the line, and he doesn't waver no more than 2-3 yards. And if you're aiming down the middle of the upright and you keep hitting them like that, they're going inside the uprights, right?
It is interesting, because you watch more and more kickers kind of play the fade or the draw. They got action on it. He is pretty straight.
Mm-hmm. And he'll play it, playing like if the wind pushes a little bit or not. And when you hit a ball straight, sometimes you hit a little right or left of where you're aiming. So
I think we're ready to retire the kicker conversation. Seibert's the guy until
smart people are ready
proven
to retire.
Otherwise, I'm just going to give you the numbers. He's 15 of 16, and he's made a 55-yarder. Oh, and by the way, hasn't missed a single extra point.
Yeah.
He's 15 of 15 for the extra points.
So those that's who been are a discussing problem that is trying to force an issue. That's all that is.
DQs, a lot of times coaches lie. They just say what needs to be said. I think he's telling the truth there.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.